This photograph symbolizes everything that was wrong with the British Raj. It was captured during the famine of 1876-78 in the Madras Presidency. The person who took these photos was Willoughby Wallace Hooper, an amateur photographer who used Indian citizens as his object. The Great Famine of Madras was one of the 31 famines in the 120 years of British Raj. The last one occurred in 1943 in Bengal. The Madras famine was spread over 6,70,000 square kilometers and claimed 5.5 million lives. This was the same time when the colonial government exported a record 3,20,000 tons of wheat from the Deccan Plateau to England. In 1877, Viceroy Lord Lytton held a grand banquet for 60,000 people to celebrate the coronation of Queen Victoria. Coincidence? Not at all. The Viceroy tried to cover up this famine from the rest of the world with a grand darbar. As Mike Davis states in his book, Late Victorian Holocaust. Many raised voices against this injustice, and physician William Robert Cornish, sanitary commissioner of Madras, was one of them. He said words could at best feebly represent the actual facts. Then came Hooper, who started working on the dream project of then Governor General and Lady Canning, the people of India, in 1862. Hooper contributed 350 ethnographic photographs for his ambitious project. What's interesting about Hooper is that he was called the photographer of death. Most of his photographs are blamed for dehumanizing the people in the frame. Punch, a weekly magazine in the UK, expressed the same opinion. This is just one of the many pages in the history of British atrocities on Indians and highlights the dark secrets of British rule in India.